You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Thank God you're here, Doctor. How are you this morning?
Yes, a musical emergency. Call the doctor.
Stat.
That's right. So we're going to do a real weird one today. The hurdy-gurdy.
The hurdy-gurdy.
Hurdy
I can't. Straight
gurdy.
Away, I think of
hurdy-gurdy. You know what? There's no hurdy-gurdy in that song. Isn't that weird?
I think if it was I know that the Butthole Surfers one, they've been on the hurdy-gurdies for years.
So they've been adding that flavor?
No, I think they're hurdy-gurdies you buy from a drug dealer.
Oh, the green, the salad.
I wouldn't even want to guess what the Butthole Surfers are on, the Donovan song sounds. That's a bit hurdy gurdy, not as hurdy gurdy as the Butthole Surfers one, but
there's no hurdy gurdy on it, which is
people
really
are listening. What are you talking about? I mean, either of them.
They're actually playing a tampura, which is the rhythm guitar version of a sitar, but you know, we don't need to go into that. How dare they call it?
Is he just doing it with his voice?
Can you not do that? Do you want to see me do it?
Oh God, what have we done?
Oh my God.
Come on.
Wow. There was a lot of shaking in the studio just then.
That bowl of Fruit Loops really got to him. So I sent you guys a list of someone's description of it. It's kind of rude. I hope my mom's not listening. They said it sounds like an accordion and a sitar gang raped an old time music box.
Gang sandwiched.
An old time music box. So that's what it sounds like. It looks like yeah.
That's gone down a trace.
When I actually stopped and thought about it.
It's a visual. He's enjoying the visual. But what it looks worse.
Am I sick?
I think you might be. I don't know, mate.
It's worse. It gets worse. So it looks like a viola.
So just a sitar and a...
A sitar and an accordion.
Piano accordion.
Yeah.
Squeeze box.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay. So it looks like a viola laying on its side with the top of a sewing machine on top of it, and you crank it.
My God.
This sounds like some old drunk's machine that they...
It is. But it's from the... It goes as far as back as 1100. So it's not quite as old as the Didge, but this is another
1100s?
Old, yeah. This is an oldie.
It's like the Dark Ages.
It literally is.
That's a hurdy-gurdying it up in the Dark Ages. So that would have been before the... Renaissance? But so, I mean, I'm just
Democracy?
Thinking...
Democracy?
Adequate books. But I'm just thinking, what other instruments that predates almost all of them, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, sort of like the lute, I guess, would come before. So it's like a lute with this thing on top, and it's real weird that it was so popular.
The sewing machine on top, you say?
Well, yeah, because you crank that, and then the crank.
They even have cranks in the 1100s.
The strings, and the crank
strings. They have strings.
Hits the strings, yes. Yeah, so it's strings and a crank, and resonating strings as well. So that's it. Sounds like a whole band. And then some of the strings have buzzers. So you get buzzing, what? Resonating.
Hold on. Like the Normans in that have these, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So it's some, when you hear it, well, because the first track we're going to play.
Are you sure it's not like an alien instrument or something?
It looks like one and sounds like one.
Gifted to the human race or something.
But so that's why people use it, because it makes you think of the old, you know, it gives you that vibe of medieval times, you know, the sort of...
All right.
Lord of the Rings / Game of Thrones. You know what I mean? It gives you that vibe.
Right. Speaking of Game of Thrones, do you want to do...
Yeah.
What do we crack into?
This is a theme from a TV show called Black Sails, which I just thought this was good. It's from the golden age of piracy. Piracy's had golden ages.
Yeah. Is this one with old John Malkovich in?
Oh, I don't know.
Is he in there?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it.
So this is a TV show, and when I look...
Well, I imagine that. I am sick.
When I looked on Reddit, this was everyone's intro to the hurdy-gurdy. They're like, what the hell is that instrument? I love it.
It's awesome. So obviously it was the go-to instrument for shanties too, I guess, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that's just some fiddle or something, that bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's quite urgent, isn't it? It's quite an urgent sound.
Whiny. It's, yeah, yeah. Gut strings, you know? So you get that, you know. Mm. Apparently people do use metal strings now.
What kind of gut is it? Was it...
You mean cat gut?
Is it cat gut?
Aye, it was the gut of an old swab.
You know, you could use any kind of gut, you know, pig gut.
Pig gut.
But yeah, they do talk about cat gut.
They do.
But so that's like the most...
What kind of gut's no good? Guinea pig gut?
I'd say, yeah, lady.
Lady gut.
None of that.
Yeah. Any gut that's had too many burritos, possibly.
Yeah.
Would be stretched out.
Okay.
So yeah, okay. It takes you back to that time, and I guess for, you know, younger folks who their music listening goes back only 4 or 5 years, that's the first time they heard it. And so that's why they went, what the
That's the
heck
first time they
that?
Heard it.
Oh. Gird your loins. Okay. Get ready. So now the next track we're going to play is, wait, I'm going to go back and tell a story. I'm going to tell a story. So, you know how a hurdy-gurdy man doesn't actually have hurdy-gurdy in it?
Yeah, we've established that.
Yes.
Yep.
And supposedly, it's been found to not be true, but supposedly Jimmy Page played on that track. Some people say he didn't.
Okay.
But the rumor was he played on that track. And then some people say that that's what gave Jimmy Page and then Led Zeppelin the whole idea to go medieval. It all comes from that didn't even have a hurdy-gurdy.
I've always been very interested, like something like the Immigrant Song, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Some big old triumphant song about, two and a half minute song about Vikings and just, you know.
Yeah, so. That medieval tinge. And so this track we're going to play is Metallica, but again, using it in that same way to take you back to that.
Can you please tell me which member of Metallica sits there with the upside down viola with the sewing machine on cranking it?
Oh, they probably got a dude in. But I could be wrong.
Probably got dreams. Play it.
I really hope it's Lars.
Lars? It wouldn't be Lars. He's a dick. He's a dick.
Serious,
I drove him around once. I drove him around once when they were here. I love Metallica. I love him. But he was a dick. Real duck. There it is.
It's very sea shanty. Yeah?
That one's girding a little more. The other one was hurdy, and that one's girding more, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the yang. It's yin.
Aye, aye. Seek reality. My fingers. I don't love all Metallica. There's a dog at your back step. All right. So that's
I was just feeling the sea spray.
Were you?
Yeah, my beard.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hair, a lot
and
of beard.
Thinking about wenches?
It's no fight fire with fire, though, is it?
Oh, the wenches.
You're thinking about wenches? All right, now we've got one more, and this time it's we've gone away from the sort of the seaside sort of cabana full of rusty old buggers. Oh, have we?
Well, yeah, so the Madmus is a more electronica band, so now we've got this weird mixture. You get that sort of super organic, right? So the hurdy-gurdy is organic instrument, right? It's raw. It's been there from way before, you know, the dawn of... Human.
Wheels, yeah.
So mixed with electric. So, you know, well, I'm going to get nerdy. There's two ways to use instruments, referential or embodied. Referential means you want to hear what, you know, the old stuff. Embodied means it's just a sound and a whole bunch of stuff, and you're not supposed to think of it.
Hmm.
So are they trying to get us to think of medieval, or is it just part of the wash? I mean, that would go for what we talked about last week, the same thing with didgeridoo. Do they want you to think of Australia, or do they just want you to have a sound?
It's very rare, I think, of Australia when I'm playing the didgeridoo.
Good for you.
Very rare. Now, think about it. Okay, so this is Regicide by Matt Moss?
Yes.
Hey, straight into it.
We should have told Real Groovy to stock up on these. There's going to be a flood of people.
I thought a second there that it was going to swing down the old bagpipe road. Yeah.
It is very much a precursor to bagpipe.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the same.
How?
Well, they're both around the same time and they both have a drone.
Yep.
And then limited notes you can play on top.
So is the cranking, that sort of keeps the drone going, like in an organ sort of thing?
Yeah, but that's also what makes it goes by and plucks the
I actually like
strings.
This one better than the other two.
Well, because this is more embodied. It's not necessarily trying to sound medieval. It's just an interesting sound amongst sounds.
Yeah, sounds less like a drunk peasant.
Yeah, yeah. But I like it mixed with the synth.
Okay, the synth just comes hogs the whole thing straight away, doesn't it?
A little white noise.
Right on. All right, so the hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah, actually, you could call that white noise, actually. You could.
I just like noise. I really do like noise a lot. The hurdy-gurdy, if I was wanting to buy a hurdy-gurdy, we would have got to buy a hurdy-gurdy.
Oh, you know what? This is New Zealand.
Hurdy-gurdy.com.
This is New Zealand. There's a dude that probably makes them beautifully.
It's a really good point.
There is probably some dude in Nelson.
But he does such a good job that they're super expensive, and he just he decides who's going to do them for.
I bet there is. There's always got to be some amazing dude that crafts them. And, you know, instrument craftsmanship, and it must be obviously makeable without super modern machinery, right? Because they were making it back in the day, although you might get in trouble for making your cat gut. We could get in big trouble.
Gareth Morgan be into it. I was thinking about Gareth Morgan's cat-killing thing the other day, and I was just thinking... Man, if you were saying the same thing about dogs, hey, you know, just I don't really like dogs, to be honest, but that's you know,
get
just
out.
He's feverish about it. He's had an incident with a cat in the past.
Or he just really loves birds.
His cat didn't love him back.
No, it's a cat. Do cats
love?
Huh?
Are they capable of love?
Imagine that. Imagine if he's going to kill his first. I mean, if he's going to kill cats, kill them on TV. If you're going to be so tough about it, in front of everyone.
Yes, execution.
See, it's interesting. The hurdy-gurdy's made us, led us into some interesting topics, hasn't it, straight away?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to get a bespoke hurdy-gurdy, Keith McMillan has been working full-time as a luthier in Hamilton since 1987.
Hamilton. Oh. Yes, a luthier. That's very good.
You can contact him on maxstrings.co.nz.
Man, he's just going to get a flood today. Does it tell you how much, what the range is here?
Hold on. Services offered?
No, we just want to know the instrument.
Oh, wow.
A luthier.
That's pretty amazing.
Do you have to pay for it once it's made, or do you have to put a deposit down?
I think you might have to put a deposit down. It's quite a lot of work.
You know. So yeah,
What kind of gut?
Isn't that a game of trust?
Call to discuss.
He'd be like...
Oh, that sounds like more than 50
bucks.
I'm
in the middle of two or three now, and I can't really...
When did you need it?
Oof.
For the Bulgarian festival.
He makes mandolins, electric mandolins, guitars, electric guitars, hurdy-gurdies, folding classical guitars, and others.
Dude, what a dude.
Okay,
what
well, good dude. On. Keeping that sound alive. It's interesting why that survived through the ages.
I think because it does sound like so many things. It's like the bagpipe. It's very full. You know, it's not like a flute where you're just getting a thin one thing. You get the whole gang.
I guess it doesn't play notes so much, does it,
and you're traveling troubadour-y kind of thing. You know, it's just a circus in a box.
So have we just figured out what the song The Hurdy-Gurdy Man is actually about then? Is he a man who travels around with his hurdy-gurdy? Is it simple as that?
Well, I mean...
I thought it was way more out of it than that. Just a guy in a hurdy-gurdy. It's actually a
That's
thing.
That's right. It's a troubadour.
No, it's actually was a dragon called Puff.
A wandering minstrel.
They were just unloading bananas out of a boat. Whoop-da-day, whoop-da-day, whoop-da-day.
Love that song.
Okay, so...
So anyway, we got some.
I just love music.
We've got some great things planned for the next couple of weeks.
Have we?
So it's going to be good.
I like the way you told us last week it was the hurdy-gurdy.
I know.
Can you tell us what next week is?
Do you really want to know?
No.
No, because you're going to blow it. Oh, that's a hint. Okay, that's a hint.
French horn. French horn, tuba.
Okay. Should I really say it?
Bain Marie.
I think it's the sexiest sounding instrument of all time.
No, don't say saxophone. If you say saxophone, you're off.
No, I was going to say move over saxophone. Muted trumpet.
Muted trumpet,
you know on a street corner with the lamp and the trench coat, you know,
doctor
and a fedora.
Doctor, and that a fedora. Says a lot about a girl.
All right, so we're gonna go the sexy trumpet next week.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.